Let us hear the word of God. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, already this day you have blessed us in and through Christ. You have given us our earthly bread. But now, Heavenly Father, we ask for that bread that falls from heaven. We ask for your word to be applied to us. So we pray your blessing upon the preaching and the hearing of your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As most of y'all know, back in the first part of March, I was in a car accident. Guy ran a red light, T-boned me. I've got four fractures in my right leg, two fractures in my left arm, concussion, some things I don't even remember. But this guy that ran the red light, he chose not to obey the rules. He chose not to obey the order of things. Order is important. The first time we are introduced to God in the scriptures, what do we find God doing? We find him bringing order out of chaos. So that should tell us right now then that the idea of order is important, because it's important to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he gives us another reason that order is important. And he tells us in Exodus chapter 20 to honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Notice the emphasis here on long life. In the ancient Near East, the phrase a long life, it was the equivalent of wishing someone good and a blessed life. In this command, Christ tells us that the recipe or the blueprints for having a long life is to submit yourselves to the authorities that God has placed upon you. Parents, church, the magistrate. If you have kept up with the news for a couple of years now, you find out that where people have defunded the police, and the police being the object and the preserver of order. But where the police have been defunded, what immediately comes in? Anarchy, disorder. When order is not observed, the natural consequence then is chaos. Which then, the natural consequence of chaos is that people do not live a long and blessed life. So when God calls upon us to honor father and mother, he is calling upon us to recognize and order, recognize and honor the order that he himself established. You see, Christ is the King of the universe. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. Without him, nothing has been made. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him are all things held together. By the power of his word, he sustains all of the creation. As he wills it, moment by moment, the laws of physics, chemistry, and mathematics, they continue in their structured measure manner. Now Christ is able to work with the laws of nature because he sustains it, but he's also able to work against the laws of nature. And that's what miracles are. Raising Lazarus from the dead. increasing the fish and the loaves, healing the blind. And because He is the creator and sustainer of all things, that makes Him the ruler of all things. God does not create the universe and then leave it to itself like a top rotating on the ground. He tells the sun when to rise each morning. He tells the sun when to set each day. He brings the rain as today. Some days He withholds the rain. He has established every king, every president, every officer in all the world. The scripture says there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist because God placed them there. As Paul told the men of Athens, Christ is the God who made the world and everything in it, and He is the Lord of heaven and earth. His authority we cannot escape. We all try to escape His authority. We sin against Him, but we cannot escape His authority. Whether we want to or not, we are ruled by Him. We have no say in what He does. He does not ask our permission to rule over us. He is not elected by popular opinion. He is King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords. And whether people like it or not, one day they must give an account to the one who has authority over them. Thus, to prepare us for that day that we will stand before Him, He calls us to honor father and mother. When we obey parents, we are submitting to the authority of Christ. When we obey parents, we are submitting to the authority of Jesus Christ. But notice that when God reveals Himself to us and calls us to submit ourselves to Him, notice that He does so because He has a desire to enjoy us and for us to enjoy Him. What is the chief end of man? It is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. He does not come to us as a judge. He did that to Israel there on the mountain. That revelation of God's power and authority was so overwhelming that Moses even said, "I am trembling with fear." Exodus chapter 16 tells us there was thunder and lightning. There was a thick cloud over the mountain and a trumpet blast from heaven. Everyone in the camp was trembling. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke. Why? Because the Lord Himself was descending upon the mountain in fire. The smoke billowed up like smoke from a furnace, the scriptures say. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then the voice of the Lord spoke. Let me ask you, have any of y'all had that experience? Have any of y'all had that experience that Moses and Israel had? No, you haven't. There's another incident where God appeared as He is to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 6 tells us that he saw the resurrected, glorified human nature of Jesus Christ, and that when Christ revealed Himself completely to the prophet Isaiah says, "I'm done for. Woe is me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." This revelation of Jesus Christ made Isaiah literally disintegrate and come apart. Now let me ask you, have any of y'all had that experience? No, you have not. You have not had the experience there at the mountain. You have not had the experience of seeing Jesus Christ glorified as the prophet Isaiah did. Instead, what have you experienced? Well, you see, in order to draw us to himself, to reveal his gentle and loving nature, to show you that he has authority over your life, he has established mom and dad as his ambassadors. The first vision you have of Jesus Christ is the face of mom. It is the face of dad. Mom and dad are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. You ever heard the saying that you can never make a second, that you can never make a first impression a second time? First impressions are important, are they not? If you were going to hire somebody, you'd want somebody that comes to the meeting, coat and tie, combed hair. You don't want somebody that's wearing flip-flops, hair unkept. No, first impressions. The first impression that God gives of himself is the loving face of mom and dad. How strange it would be if, as soon as the child is born, that mom or dad comes to the child and says, "Now you go cut the grass. You make sure you clean your room. I want good grades. Study hard." We would find that strange. Yeah, it would be strange. Instead, to introduce you to God's order, to God's authority, to God's rule over your life, it is mom and dad saying, "Goochie, goochie, goochie, goo." Because God wants you to be drawn to him. He wants you to see how gentle and mild and kind and loving he is. And we see that in the face of mom and dad. We see the authority of Christ in the face of mom and dad. So not only does Christ want us to see his authority over us, but he also wants us to be blessed in our life. The reason that he gives us mom and dad and calls upon us to submit to mom and dad is because he desires for us to have a blessed life. He desires to establish order in our life, not chaos. And when there is order, when children do what they're supposed to do, when church people do what they're supposed to do, when employees do what their employer expects them to do, things go good. Why? Because it's order. You're submitting to the order of Christ in your life. Things go bad when you rebel against mom and dad. Have anybody in here ever rebelled against mom and dad? Well, I have to raise my hand on that. That's not an amen, but yeah, me too. But Christ desires us to live long in the land. He desires for us to have a blessed life. And that blessed life, even though there is still sin involved and we have difficult things to deal with, that blessed life is always based upon order. And order is based upon us submitting to the authority of Christ. Look at it this way. Children are very inexperienced, and for that reason, children are accident prone. A little child, about his excitement playing with the ball, he may run straight into the road chasing the ball. So he needs adults to watch over him. And by watching over him, they may decide to put up a fence. And the fence is not there to keep him from a blessed life, but it is to preserve him with a blessed life. So too, because of our excitement over chasing sin, chasing the things of the world, we are quickly led to run into situations that harm us. So God puts authoritarian people and institutions in front of us, these spiritual fences, so to speak, so that we don't run into the road. And those authoritative people are first parents and the church and the state. All are God's servants to do us good and to work in our life to bring about blessedness. Listen to what Paul writes to the Romans. For he, meaning the magistrate, is God's servant to do you good. As we obey these authorities, structure and order is brought to our life. And where there is structure, where there is order, what follows is blessing. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. You tell your children, you need to do this. But you understand that they need to do this because of the blessing that's here. You just don't let them run and do what they want to do. Sometimes you got to, like a mule, you got to pull back on the reins. Because it's not good for them to just run and do what they want to do. There is no blessed life in that. Why do many marriages fail? Why are there so many broken homes? Isn't it because of an unwillingness to submit to one another? Isn't it because people are not following the right order of authority that God has prescribed? Husbands are not submitting to Christ in order to love their wives as Christ does the church. Wives are not submitting to their husbands as to the Lord. Children are not obeying their parents. Employees are not respecting their employers, and vice versa. When the God-given authority is not recognized and submitted to, then chaos reigns. Let me finish by looking at Psalm 23. This is the shepherd's psalm. Notice the order and the structure that the shepherd brings to the lives of the sheep. He makes me. He leads me. He restores me. He guides me. His rod and staff, the signs and instruments of the shepherd, of the shepherd's authority, they are used to guide the sheep and to protect the sheep, to keep them in line. When the sheep submit to the shepherd's voice, there is blessing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is for the sheep who submit to the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd brings order. He brings structure to the sheep's life for the very purpose of bringing blessing. As we honor father and mother, as we honor all of God's ordained authorities, we receive blessing. Are you in a situation where you are dealing with God's authority right now? Maybe you're dealing with your wife or your husband or your children, or your employer or employee, or maybe even the civil magistrate. Are you in that situation where you're having to confront and have conflict with them? Then Christ says, remember to submit to one another out of love. Because by doing so, you display who Christ is and what He has done for you. As He submitted to the Father out of love, He suffered and died for you so that you would have the blessed life. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank You for Christ. We thank You for the order that You have brought to our lives. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for even those restraints that You have put in our life. Because we know that through Your word, You are working to bless us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that in all things, Jesus Christ would receive our glory. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Let's close our worship this morning as we stand and sing number 688, hymn number 688, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.